Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, I guess the first question I want to ask you is about running against Nan Hayworth. I think I saw something that you thought she was being, that the mud was beginning to get thrown already. What was the mud?
Oh, I don't know what that would mean. I think not for me. I mean, I think that I'm happy to talk about our different priorities, right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't have to call her names. I mean, I know she's engaged in some of this name calling. I think I want to stay out of the politics as long as possible because it really will get in the way of things like creating a new port in Newburgh, which is a plan my office has been working on and we announced recently. That's 150 new jobs for the city of Newburgh. You know, we're working with Senator Bill Larkin, a Republican. We're working with Steve Newhouse, the Republican county executive. I can't create 150 jobs and build a whole new port for the city of Newburgh if I'm, you know, in some partisan food fight. So I'm going to let Nan Hayworth do the name calling for a while, and I'm just going to try to do my job.
So I guess the question is, you beat her last time. What's changed since then?
Well, you know, the choice has been and it remains, you know, a Bill Clinton Democrat, you know, me, but and a Tea Party Republican, Congresswoman Hayworth. And people think like that's not some, you know, cute phrase about our personalities. That is, I think, a summary of our policy, substantive policy priorities. For example, you know, I want to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. She won't do that. I will. I think it's outrageous that we haven't extended unemployment benefits for our long-term employed who are looking for work in this tough economy. And I'm happy to pay for it if that's the concern. She won't do that. I will. And when it comes to things like paid family leave within a balanced budget, so that working families out there can take time off without missing a mortgage payment when a child is sick or to care for an elderly parent. Now, these are substantive policy differences that, you know, that a Tea Party Republican like Congresswoman Hayworth just won't support. And when you get into things like, you know, Planned Parenthood, she wants to defund it and destroy that organization. She wants to end the guaranteed benefit of Medicare. I think that's a terrible idea, and she would do those things because she has this notion that if we keep giving huge tax cuts to multimillionaires like her and her friends, that somehow will trickle down to everybody else. And I just think that's a bankrupt philosophy. So we have strong policy differences, substantive policy priority differences, that I think are summed up when I say it's a Bill Clinton Democrat versus a Tea Party Republican. And that's a fair debate, and we need to have that debate. But, Alan, I will say, that I really do want to kind of stay out of the politics if I can, because, you know, when I'm working with Steve Newhouse, the county executive of Orange County, on a flood mitigation plan to help the farmers in the Black Dirt region, you know, there's not a Democratic or Republican way to do that, and I don't want to ruin our efforts by spinning up the politics. And right now, I just met with the governor's senior staff on Friday. I'm working on $338 million. Of disaster relief and recovery projects. That's 123 specific items in 48 communities in the Hudson Valley. We're chasing every one of them. And the biggest one may be 40 million, the smallest one may be 40,000. But a lot of that work is with Republican supervisors, you know, people like George Green in New Windsor, people, you know, on the east side of the river, up in Dutchess, where they've got a Superfund site that I'm trying to get cleaned up.
Hey, Sean,
we can't get anything done if I just do politics.
Now, Sean, do you think that after you've worked so closely with them and done everything you could to help them, that they'll endorse you or they'll endorse their fellow Republican?
I want to say this very clearly. I do not care, and people are going to do whatever they're going to do. I understand red team guys will line up with red team candidates. What I've told my staff is, if somebody endorses my opponent, we keep right on working with them. Don't let it affect anything we do. We get paid by the taxpayers to bring jobs back to the Hudson Valley, get results for people. There are 15 new firefighters that are going to be working in Newburgh because we went to work on a grant that had been left for dead. And we're working very closely with Democrats and Republicans in things like that. I am not going to let politics get in the way of doing this job.
You keep saying that you're a Bill Clinton Democrat, a Clinton Democrat. What does that mean?
Well, it means I worked for the guy for years, and I believe that he had the right formula to grow our economy, help our middle class, keep investing in things like infrastructure and in education and in science, bring us together as one country, not do this us versus them thing, and balance the budget, you know, the right way. You know, these guys talk about it. We did it, and we didn't go after Medicare, and we didn't go after Social Security, and we didn't go after kids and Head Start. So I think Bill Clinton had the best set of priorities to build the middle class, balance the budget the right way, and move us forward.
If Hillary becomes the president, are you going to be sitting pretty?
Well, I'd be delighted if she did. I think she'd be a great president.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Farm Bill and tell me about your work on that.
Well, this has been maybe my top priority in Congress during my first year. The Farm Bill, so people understand, is a jobs bill. The Farm Bill supports a $100 million agricultural economy in the four counties I represent. It is 1,500 family farms, most of them under 200 acres, family-owned. There's a whole economy that sits around these family farms, all the small businesses that supply them, that depend on their business. For our dairy farmers, our specialty crop farmers, you know, I wrote legislation that the president signed into law, which I'm very proud of, which reforms the crop insurance program. And the Farm Bill saves us $20 billion over the next 10 years in mandatory spending. That's a big number. I wanted to use some of that, by the way, to pay for long-term unemployment benefits for folks. But it will save money for the taxpayers. It will end these big agribusiness payments to folks somewhere else in the country, not us. It's the best farm bill that's ever been passed through the Hudson Valley. There's great conservation provisions in this for folks at Scenic Hudson and at the Orange County Land Trust and the Dutchess County Land Trust and the folks who are trying to preserve the beauty of the Hudson Valley. There's the best organics provisions that have ever been in a farm bill. And I'm very proud of the fact that when I went to Congress, I made it a priority to get on the Agriculture Committee and to get this bill done. The last Congress failed to do it. We got it done, and we did it by working together and leaving the politics at the door.
You know, I wanted to ask you another political question, if I could, and that is the control of the House. Now, in Britain, you know, you vote for Labour or you vote for the Tories, and you know when you're voting, you want to put a group in power. That's not true in America. We tend to say, okay, I like this guy or I like this woman. Shouldn't you be reminding people of who's running the House of Representatives right now?
Yeah, look, I get it. The other guys are in the big chair. But I don't make excuses about that. You know, we get results. You know, it's not a reason why I shouldn't be helping constituents or getting legislation passed. If I'm smart and if I stay out of this clown car of partisan politics that you see on cable TV, let me give you specific examples. You know, we have done 1,400 constituent cases, one-on-one people coming in my office asking for help. In just the first year, we've returned $1.5 million to those 1,400 people, most of them seniors and veterans, by the way. That has nothing to do with Republicans controlling the House, and I've passed two bills into law, signed by the president, passed out of the House of Representatives, one to reduce disability claim wait times for our veterans, the other a crop insurance measure that I just mentioned. We've got another bill on making our dams safer. That's going to become law. So I will have passed three bills into law as a freshman in the minority just because what we're focused on is bread and butter, kitchen table stuff, getting results and not getting caught up in some political fight.
Well, it's Sean Patrick Maloney, and he is a Democrat of the New York 18th District, and he's been in office since 2013. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. When we come back the next time, we'll do some more.
Great. Thanks, Alan.